Exercise 7. Some people think of power narrowly in terms of command and coercion. They imagine that power consists solely of commanding others to do what they would otherwise not do. You say jump, and they jump. This appears to be a simple test of power, but it is not so straightforward. Suppose, like my granddaughters, they already wanted to jump. When we view power in terms of the changed behavior of others, we first have to know their preferences. What would have happened without the command? A cruel dictator can lock up or execute a dissident. But that may not prove his power if the dissenter was really seeking martyrdom. And the power may evaporate when the context, including your objectives, changes. A tough boss who controls your behavior at work has no power over how you raise your daughter, although others outside your family, such as a doctor, may have such influence. The domain of your boss's power in this case is limited to work.